All right, a lot happening, David. Delaware Shakespeare's 2018 season will be featuring a weekend of scenes at Longwood. Plus, Much Ado About Nothing and The Merchant of Venice. Let's talk about the Longwood Gardens event first.
Yeah, that's going to be really exciting. We were very flattered that about a year ago, Longwood Gardens approached us and asked us to put together some proposals for Shakespeare programming there at the Gardens. And what we came up with for this first partnership is kind of a Shakespeare takeover of the Gardens. We will perform five different iconic Shakespeare scenes at five different iconic Longwood Gardens locations. So we'll do things like the balcony scene from Romeo and Juliet atop the walkway of the main fountain gardens, and a great fight scene from Midsummer Night's Dream in front of the entrance to the meadow, and the funeral orations from Julius Caesar and the Italian water garden. So, I mean, Longwood is such a beautiful location. We could have easily have done 30 scenes in 30 locations, but we thought we'd limit it to just five and focus on some of the best of the best.
I was going to say, I'm a member of Longwood, and it's just beautiful up there. What, you couldn't ask for a more perfect setting for something like this.
Yeah. Well, we are... I will stick up for our longtime home of Rockwood Garden, Rockwood Park, and say that's a lovely setting as well for outdoor Shakespeare.
It is.
But yeah, Longwood, it was just very fun to walk the grounds with their performing arts staff and say, ooh, we could do something here, we could do something there. It'll be fun for, Longwood Garden members and Del Shakes fans as well to come and just kind of rove around the grounds and follow us over the course of the day. It'll be structured so that you can see all five scenes kind of within a two-hour cycle, and we'll repeat each scenes two or three times during the course of each day.
Has anything like this been done at Longwood before?
Not to my knowledge. They of course have a tremendous repertoire of different events there, but as far as we've been talking to the performing arts staff, this is the first time they think there's been kind of Shakespeare done in this roving manner.
All right, so when is Shakespeare coming to Longwood?
We will be there Saturday and Sunday, June 16th and 17th. And it is the Shakespeare events are free with your regular admission to the garden, so you don't have to buy a special ticket for the event. You just come to the gardens. If you're a member, you can get in free, or you can, buy a ticket for the day and enjoy the gardens and see Shakespeare while you're there.
All right, let's move on to the summer festival stage at Rockwood Park. What's happening there?
So this is our 16th year and our 13th at Rockwood Park, and we're very excited to be doing Shakespeare's great Battle of the Sexes, Much Ado About Nothing. It's a joyous play. We did it 13 years ago. It was actually the first play we did when we moved to Rockwood back in 2007. So we're excited to kind of revisit and do it even with even more joy and panache.
All right, and then we've got the community tour as well. What's that all about?
So our community tour, it was our newest program that we started 3 years ago, and the goal for that is to really take Shakespeare to the full spectrum of humanity in our state by traveling to non-traditional locations such as prisons and homeless shelters, psychiatric hospitals, community centers, libraries. This year we're going to do The Merchant of Venice, which is one of Shakespeare's kind of most complicated and multi-layered plays. It's a play that deals with xenophobia in general, and specifically anti-Semitism. And in this time when we've seen a rise of hate speech and hate activity, it seemed like, unfortunately, a timely moment to re-examine this play. So we've been in deep and respectful conversations with Jewish community and faith groups over the last 6 months to figure out kind of how the best way to approach this play. And we're really interested to do this as a conversation with our community about how we can ensure that those who are looked at as different are not treated unjustly. So we'll be doing 3 weeks of these performances in different locations, and every performance will be followed with a conversation with the audience about a discussion about what they saw in the play, how it connects to our lives today, and how we as a community can take steps to try to make our community a better place.
And to top it all off, Delaware Shakespeare is coming to Rehoboth Beach to the Bandstand.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. 2 years ago was the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's death. And we kind of created this event that year thinking it would be a one-time thing where we'd gather community members to sprint through lines from all of Shakespeare's 38 plays in an hour. And we did it up in Wilmington that first year thinking it was going to be a one-off. And it was so much fun that we decided to start roving it through the state. So last year we were on the green in Dover, and this year the city of Rehoboth Beach said, hey, why don't you do it at the bandstand? So we're working hard right now to gather members of the Rehoboth Beach community, business leaders, arts leaders, education leaders, faith leaders, to come and strut their stuff on the bandstand with 15 or 20 seconds of great Shakespeare.
All right, you are the producing artistic director of Delaware Shakespeare, yeah. So I'm going to put you on the spot. Favorite venue for these types of events? What is your favorite venue? Come on, I'm going to put you on the spot.
That's impossible to do because the great thing that we found is that each venue brings something special and magical. But I will say, if you put me on the spot, I will say that my favorite place we have done Shakespeare in the last 2 years has been Baylor Women's Correctional Institution.
Wow, really?
We have done our community tour there the first 2 years. And the audiences have been amazing and have appreciated the plays and have gotten into them. We did acting classes there last year as well. And you could not have asked for a more responsive and enthusiastic audience for Shakespeare that we've had at Baylor Women's Correctional Institution in the last 2 years.
It's always so great to talk to you. Give our listeners some background about Delaware Shakespeare.
Yeah, we're 16 years old. We started at Archmere Academy back in 2003 as a summer-only company, and in the last 5 or 6 years, we've really expanded to being a company that pretty much is year-round and has a reach all throughout the state. So we have our two main programs of the Summer Festival and the Community Tour, and then we add to that with what we call bonus programs. We do a Halloween event called Shakespeare Poem Fiends at different historical venues throughout the area. We do a Valentine's program at fun, you know, wineries and breweries. And then we're always looking to partner with different groups like Longwood Gardens to bring Shakespeare to more people in more places. And our vision is a first state where people from all walks of life can gather to celebrate and explore their shared humanity through Shakespeare's plays.
David, are we leaving anything out about all the events that we talked about?
Those are the highlights. We've got them, I think.
How can people get more information about any and everything we talked about?
They can find us on our website, which is delshakes.org. That's DelShakes.org.